This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Coming up, one of the most celebrated interpreters of Stephen Sondheim. But first, some of the most popular and influential American movies are the work of foreign-born directors, people with an outsider's view of the United States. Maybe that's because some people see the U.S. as a nation of outsiders. The same British director who studied the American suburbs in American Beauty has now put out The Road to Perdition about Chicago gangsters. Sam Mendes follows the example of Alfred Hitchcock or of Polish-born Roman Polanski, Mr. Polanski's Chinatown burrowed into corrupt Los Angeles real estate dealings. Lasse Hallström of Sweden made the Cider House Rules. And the same director who produced the German classic Das Boot also gave us The Perfect Storm and In the Line of Fire. In that film, a Secret Service agent receives phone calls from a man who wants to kill the president.
Watching the president, I couldn't help wondering why a man like you would risk his life to save a man like that. You have such a strange job, I can't decide if it's heroic or absurd.
Now, why would a man like you want to risk his life to kill a man like that?
Don't you have a psychological profile on me yet?
I don't put a lot of stock in him.
Nor do I. A man's actions don't equal the sum of his psychological parts. Doesn't work that way.
Just how does it work?
That's Clint Eastwood and John Malkovich in a film directed by Wolfgang Petersen. Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us now from our New York bureau. Elvis, thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to be here, Steve. And you sound happy to be here yourself.
Indeed I am. Is America fair game for directors all around the world?
It goes back a long time. Some of the best comedies that really capture American slang and the American idiom, the best, come from a German director, Billy Wilder, who made The Apartment, To the Fortune Cookie, and, of course, you know, Some Like It Hot. Now, who would think that this was a man not born in the United States? And these movies have cast a huge influence. I mean, people are still using lines from those pictures in other pictures. And there's a love of this country sometimes that really permeates the way these guys approach the pictures. You can really sense it in Wolfgang Petersen, going from Das Boot, certainly, to In the Line of Fire, and even The Perfect Storm. He wants to sort of roll his sleeves and just sort of immerse his hands in the soil. But you mentioned, too, how the country being fair game, or America, and in terms of a director who used symbols, and Clint Eastwood made me think of that, there's Sergio Leone, whose love of America is just extraordinary. He talked about basically saying America belongs to the world. And if it hadn't been for Leone, we wouldn't have had, well, let's say The Wild Bunch. That comes 2 years after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which is probably one of the most influential movies ever made. Leone has yet to get his due as a director, and he's incredibly important.
Let's listen to a clip of Clint Eastwood in a Sergio Leone film. Not the most famous one, but an interesting one. It's called For a Few Dollars More. It's a sequel to A Fistful of Dollars. In this scene, Clint Eastwood and his partner have just killed 14 bandits out in the American West. They are bounty hunters, and in this scene you hear Clint Eastwood standing over a wagon load of these dead men trying to count up the amount of money he's going to make, and it doesn't add up because he doesn't realize that one of the men with a price on his head is not dead yet.
16, 17, 22... 27.
Any trouble, boy?
No, old man. Thought I was having trouble with my adding.
Elvis Mitchell, a moment ago we mentioned The Road to Perdition, the Sam Mendes film about the Chicago mob, but he's by no means the first foreign-born director to take on the subject of the mafia in the United States. Sergio Leone did in this film Once Upon a Time in America.
I thought you were the guy that said you didn't like bosses. It sounded like a good idea then. It still is.
Let's just think about it, Noodles. They're going to ask us to come in with them. There's a lot in it for us.
Today they ask us to get rid of Joe. Tomorrow they ask me to get rid of you. Is that okay with you? Because it's not okay with me.
You can see Leone's respect for America. What America represents to Sergio Leone, what it did represent to him, was space. I mean, these tiny penny candy stores, these grocery stores in the Lower East Side, they're the size of ballrooms. It's kind of absurd, but you can see what he's doing. There's a visual sort of richness. He luxuriates in the size of America. For Mendes, it's really about cramped spaces and about how space oppresses people. Again, like the director we've talked about, he's incredibly formal in terms of the way he stages a shot. You can't think about American Beauty without looking back at that dining room scene where they're all sitting at the table and the light seems to be coming from the centerpiece. It's almost like a really cynical retake of The Last Supper. And it's a pretty scabrous look at basically the American middle class.
I am sick and tired of being treated like I don't exist. You two do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and I don't complain. All I want
is
the
same... Oh, you don't complain? Oh, please, excuse me. I must be psychotic then. If you don't complain, what is this? Yeah, let's bring in the laugh meter and see how loud it gets on that one. You don't complain.
But at the same time, there's a... I think he sort of tends to patronize America a little bit. He reminds me a bit of John Schlesinger. He's almost like a Mercedes Marxist working to sort of prove his contempt for what money and money grubbing has done to this country. In both these cases, it's basically the pursuit of money that is the mark of Cain on the Americans.
Elvis Mitchell, you've mentioned that some of these works by outsiders, by foreign-born directors looking at the United States, you've liked. Some of them you have not liked so much. Do we learn more about ourselves from looking on the screen and seeing what outsiders think of us?
We look to movies, I think, a lot of times for basically ways to establish our social order in our own lives. We pick up ways to behave. Romantic comedy somehow teaches us to deport ourselves on dates. A lot of us have sort of taken our leads from men of action or romantic figures in the movies. And the way the directors treat these people, I think, is very much attendant on the cultures they come from.
Elvis Mitchell, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell is a movie critic for The New York Times, and he spoke with us from NPR's New York Bureau.